Okay, hello everyone, welcome back to the Pear Pod. Thank you for supporting the last episode. A little bit of a delay, sorry about that. Hard to get in the guest, but we had a big one planned.
Who let you down?
Oh man,
I'll call them out.
Long list. I'm like, on the view. I don't know if these 140 views are going to be big for my career. And I'm like, come on, man.
Nah, we get way it's more than that on this one.
We had Simo on the podcast, some of you will remember, one half of the Hard Chats and Hard Hats podcast. And now a year on, I'm delighted to welcome the second half of the podcast team, Monksy.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Oh, good, bro. Delighted to get this fucking over, ready to go. Like, another professional.
Another professional, man. And you know what? I've a bit of experience behind me now, so I'm like, I'm just ready to go.
Swallowing that mic. Swallowing it.
Am we?
That's what we want.
Is that what you want?
Yeah, I want you, like, I want your top lip should be...
Yeah, the hairs right, are kind of going through the puff.
No, you're not. Yeah. No, I got you.
Your mustache is coming through that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, happy days.
So, last year when I had Simo on, you were just in the process of deciding to leave Australia or leave for Australia.
Yeah.
And like initially, first question, you like the podcast was going from strength to strength, a lot of big guests, big views coming in, everything like that. And then suddenly you decide you want to go to Australia. Was it difficult at the time there? Was there like pros and cons to leaving at the time? Like what were your thoughts when you were making that decision?
Well, basically, on a personal level, was why I was leaving, because I'll say it now because obviously I'm still going through it. So 4 years ago, I set up a scaffolding business. I don't know whether you knew that or not, but
I did. Yeah, similar told me that much.
Yeah. So 4 years ago, I had a scaffolding business. Was going great. 3 years on, COVID hit. Got a big loan just before COVID happened, like just under $500,000. COVID hit then, and we were out of work for like 9 months, whatever it was, nearly over a year. Kept getting onto the banks and kind of freeze it, blah, blah, blah. Couldn't freeze it, so just kept taking money. End up going into the minus, had to sell everything. Got it down from 280 down to 80, and to this day, I still owe 80 to the banks.
Jesus, man.
So that touches in with, I was actually going to say this to you while I was on here. I didn't want to start off all dreary and...
No, bring it in, man. We love the dreariness.
Yeah, no, that kicks off into the whole mental health thing because the last 2 years have been like mayhem in my mind.
In Australia? Or starting in here and then when you travel?
Yeah, it had started here, and it's mad because a lot of people say like, oh, I know it's all cliche, like, oh, you need to talk about it and blah, 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 and the happier people are always the ones. But it's actually true because I was doing the podcast. I was happy when I was doing the podcast and I was doing Pell, the charity match.
Yep.
I was going to all these events and in the back of my head, I was just stressed. It's just
looming over you.
Yeah, it was hanging over me. So basically that's what happened. And that's why the process started of I'm going to go to Australia. And the whole thing behind Australia was, I'm just going to, and I'll be honest about it, I'm just going to run from this, fuck it, yeah. I'll leave it all here, blah, blah, blah. So I started the process of moving to Australia, heard all these things like, go over here, you'll be a millionaire within 6 months and fucking all this shit.
Do you have mates over there that are like, get down here, there's good opportunities here?
I have family.
Yeah, I have
two uncles that are there, 20 years, done very well for themselves. One of them went down, done the mines, welder, went down for 2 years straight and come back out and bought fucking 800K penthouse in the city. Like, if you really wanted to do it and go over and get stuck in, you can. But like, if we're gonna go into the Australia part of it, do you have certain questions
before that happens? You obviously that's a huge fucking stress to have over your head when you're living here. Is there any learnings you can take over the last 2 years? Have you realized that the running away might not have been the correct option, even though it did feel like it in your mind? Did it help at all?
So when I went, basically it was the run away, and then when I got there, it was kind of like, I don't know what it was. It's just a bit weird. Like, my whole mind was just open when I went there. I think it was because I was in a foreign country, kind of had to fend for myself. I didn't have anyone to fall back on. I had my family that were over there, but Australia, you're 40 minutes away from people that are local to you.
Yeah, a three-hour drive is a short drive.
Literally. But when I went there, I don't know what it was. Something just clicked in my head, and I was just like, I can sort this fucking thing. Why? Like, why am I, my whole work ethic as well over there has just changed. Like, I would do Monday to Sunday now after being over there, whereas I was struggling on a fucking Monday to a Thursday. But I don't know what it is. Like, the whole thing over there is, like, their whole thing isn't just work. You don't work.
I've heard that from a number of people. So, like, the balance between work-life balance is more, they focus a lot more on, like, enjoying life as well.
It's great. Not just and work. It is great. And, but I think, I don't know what it was, something just clicked with me over there and I was like, I don't, like, why am I running away from this? Like, I can just go home, sort it. I could stay here, save up, bring money back, sort it, whatever. I don't know what it was, something just clicked. But I think it was the stress, like, the stress hit me. I was only, 23, 24 when all this was happening. Like, I was only fucking young. Like, still young. I'm only 27 now. But when it was all happening, the stress kicked and I just put up a wall and I was like, fuck, I'm getting out of here. I can just fly over here. And then there was people in my ear like, oh, you know, if you stay in Australia, forget about it. Like, you know, you'll never have to pay that back. My uncles were like, oh, just stay here. You'll be grand. Blah, blah.
They'll never find you.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Fresh start. Like, they literally can't, they cannot find you. Like, no one do it, but I'm just saying. Like, when I contacted, it was AIB who I was with. When I contacted them, they hadn't even a clue that I was in Australia. Oh,
they've got bigger problems. Like, then where the fuck is Monksy?
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
no one's in the Taliban saying, oh, where the fuck is Monksy?
They're relying so much on you shitting yourself at the idea of them coming. Like, that's how they get so many people back.
Basically.
Yeah.
So, and look, I don't know if anyone's listening and you have financial problems, it's actually big lesson for me is face it. And there's people that help, that are there to help you figure it out. Because I thought, 23, I had my own business.
You might have fucked it, like.
Yeah, and then I was like, you know, I'm clever enough, I'll figure this out myself. But it's just people there that will help you. And so basically, that was the process of me leaving.
Yeah.
So to go back to that, that was the whole reason why I was leaving. Mm. And it was killing me because we were doing so well. We had a whole run of guests. We had management, we had events we were going to, there was just things happening.
The influencer, you were influencing, like.
Honest to God, man, I was like, I got into the whole food thing then, and I was like going down, I'd be walking down the road, let's say, at the square in Tala, and there was people saying, oh, hello, sirs, like, because that's what you said at the start.
Hello, sirs,
and welcome back. But I was getting people that were coming up going, oh, hello, sirs, oh, you're that fat. And then I went into, like, I'm going to shout them out, Woodfire and Wings in Tala.
Great grub.
Yeah. And I went in and the lads were like, oh, you're a hello source fella. Sort me out every time I went in. Like, it's unbelievable what can happen with what we're doing. You know what I mean?
What was Simo's advice when you were going? What was his mindset on it? Was he disappointed?
Oh, Simo was heartbroken. And I can say it now. Not that anyone was talking about him, but a lot of people have said, like, oh, he hasn't been himself. Like, he's always out, he's always doing stuff for people, and it's like, it's football and all, like, everyone's like, oh, he's just going training and going to work, and that's really it, like, he's not like trying, but I don't know, and a lot of people have said it to me, and I don't want to be big-headed and saying it, but a lot of people have said, when I left, a lot of stuff has happened, like, a lot of stuff has broken down, especially with the group that we had, like, I'm talking Darren and Amber. They were together fucking a month later when I was gone. They weren't with each other. Not that that's nothing got to do with me.
No, but the world started. But also in TikTok, man, shit's people are going up and down at a crazy rate. People are flying to the top and then they're gone next week and then something happens. Yeah. It's kind of the nature of the beast a little bit.
Yeah, but it was just mad. Like, and then that happened. Then, like, a couple of them went to an agency that we were with and they left and all this. And then it was just like, people weren't hanging around with each other. People weren't doing videos with each other anymore. A load of stuff
happened.
You were
the glue, man.
I honestly think I was. And I'm not even... that's why my missus keeps saying. She's like, don't be afraid to say it. Like, you, because I love all that. I love being in groups. I love this social energy.
Yeah,
I love this. Yeah. Like, I love going... And I love saying, oh, I've done a podcast with Piers. You're like, I'll probably text you in two weeks. And be like, oh, fucking me and Sim are in the city or wherever you are. Where are you from?
I live up the road, man. I only live 5 minutes away in Rialto.
Posh accent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. went to a posh school.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but this is what I'm saying. Like, and then.
You're made to get a kick out of me, I'd say. Like,
oh, 100%.
Who's the butler? Like,
no. But this is what I'm saying. Like, it was just, it was so weird. It was a mad year, like, looking from afar at what was going on. And then, obviously, personal stuff, family. Like, it was just, it's mad when, you, when you're looking in at all and you're not amongst it.
Yeah.
Like, and you're just hearing bits, like, you're like, I don't hear from someone for, let's say, a month. Especially in Australia, I've noticed a lot of people that have not contacted me when I was over there, and I won't forget you little boogers.
Like, my closest friend is in Australia right now. He's been there since September last year.
Yeah.
And, like, we stay, like, in contact with text and stuff. It's fucking hard, man, because, like, the time difference is a killer.
It's awful.
And, like, they're struggling even, like, chatting to parents and all that stuff. It seems to be the biggest thing that comes up with Australia is, like, that the time difference and, like, the distance really becomes apparent.
Yeah, it is. And especially, like, because when you're over there, the big thing is they all like to work, start work early and get home early. Are we all good?
Yeah. Sorry, bro. I was just making sure.
Yeah. So the thing is, over there, they like to start work early and finish early because, obviously, I know it's hot all the time, but they like to get home and enjoy it because over there, man, you're in bed at, like, I was in bed some nights at 6:30.
Yeah. Because you're getting up first thing to start again.
I was getting up every morning at 4:45 in the morning, driving for an hour to work and then getting home at 3:15.
And so you were like, it's similar when I worked on a golf course. Those were our hours. We finished up at about 2:30, but you start at 4:00.
Yeah, you start mad.
So the rest of the day is yourself, like.
Then you have the whole day, but, like, some days you're getting home.
You're so fucked,
you're
like.
You're bollocks. Yeah. You're like, oh. Like, I was coming home. She was working normal hours. And I was getting home and she was like, oh, come on, we go the park. Come on, we go on a walk. And I was like, oh my God, I'm home 3 hours. I'm playing 80 games of Fortnite on the sofa and I'm wrecked.
Yeah.
No one's liking me because I'm 27 playing Fortnite.
I still play it. I'm going 30 this year. Like, how was that your first time living with your missus?
I live with her in Ireland where
before
I'm at,
you went,
in her ma's house.
Yeah, but this is your first time having a place.
This
yourself?
Is our first time having a place, man.
It
was, you know what, we actually got on well.
It's a defining time. Yeah. That's, yeah.
We got on well, but, like, in general terms, we went over there and we got a 3-bedroom house. 4 minutes from a beach.
They're like gold dust over here. Unheard of.
Like, imagine getting a 3-bedroom house here.
Yeah, do you have 950 grand?
I was paying, what was I paying? $2,000 a month, which is like, I think when you convert it back, it's like 1,300-1,400.
Yeah, it's not bad.
For a 3-bedroom house, 4 minutes from the beach, you're laughing.
Take it all day.
Over here, you're fucking...
You wouldn't get a fucking
be
flat
and
dog.
Us living in this spot here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
This would be a duplex for fucking...
Yeah, but, like, it's not as... If we're getting into the whole Australia thing, and how would it, like, have you got any...
My biggest question, or one of the questions was, if you could describe your time in Australia in one word, what would it be?
Amazing. It was really? Great. Man, it's...
So overall, you're glad you went. It was an amazing experience.
I wanted to stay. There's no hiding it because me and the missus obviously came back.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm with her 12 years. I'm getting 13 years. I'm getting married in 2 years.
When did you get engaged?
I got engaged like 2 years ago.
Oh, fuck yeah. I just got engaged in 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so I'm getting married in 2 years.
Yeah.
And then, man, it's a mental battle. Like, people think they're going to go over and it's... But someone's going to hand you a job when you land there.
It's all just day raves and everyone's minted. Like,
constantly I actually tried to get into it. I got into it, but I just didn't have time to do it. Was videos of talking about Australia, like the money, jobs, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I just didn't have time to connect. I done 2 or 3 videos and they actually done good views. But if you're going over, you're not going to get handed a job. You're not. And it's hard. Like, I went to a fucking gold mine. I went working in the mines doing scaffolding and I went to a gold mine. It was 54 degrees. It was the hottest day ever. And I'm working 14 hours.
Burnt to a crisp.
Yeah, like I'm working. Someone got fucking heat stroke and he looked like he was going to die.
Yeah.
The way they were carrying him and everything. But it's like, you're not going to go over. You're not going to get handed a job. It's not easy work. The site that I was on, the city was easy. But when I went to the mines, like... One job was
graft,
like. Yeah. One job was like sit around, wait around for a job to come up. But the rest of them were actually pretty hard work, and especially in the heat, because obviously we're not used to the heat.
Was a load of Irish lads you were working with, or a whole mix of mad fuckers?
It's a mix, man. I was in a crew with like Germans, German, French, Irish, English, There was a bloke that sounded like Kevin Hart. He was from fucking Chicago or something like that.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that was actually good.
Thank you.
I don't know what it was. He just sounded like he was a mic hunt.
Where's that rock, man?
Yeah, he was funny, man.
Where'd I go, but, man?
There was a big mix of people. Like you get a lot of Europeans. You wouldn't get like Americans or
this is dope, man.
Or you get love it down here. you get a lot of Asians as well. Like I worked with Koreans.
They'll work.
Vietnamese.
Well, they were. Who had the best
Korean
work ethic?
Going, oh man, the Korean fella was so. It was just so funny. I could not stop laughing at them. They're proper like, you know the way they do that frown.
Yeah.
And he kept doing this to me, because apparently that's "I love you" in Korean. Well, that's what all the girls do.
Yeah.
He kept doing this.
Just building bonds. Like.
Yeah. And then there was like this Vietnamese bloke. Someone like you meet mad people, man, when you're over there. But the big thing is like. And I'll say it again, like you're not going to get handed a job. It's very hard.
It's not the miracle place.
It's stressful. They're having a rental crisis as well over there. They're like, maybe not as much in Perth, because that's where I was, Western Australia. That's more still.
You go Melbourne, Sydney.
All the big ones.
Best of luck. Like.
See you later, mate. You're room sharing. Honest to God, even in Perth, I met a bloke who was room sharing with 11 people. In a 4-bedroom house.
It's cool when you're 18.
These are 30-year-old blokes.
Yeah, when you're 31.
Do you know what I mean?
Two kids.
So. Yeah, and then I'm like, fuck, this is outrageous. Even at the minute, they're protesting. You know, all the Aussies are protesting to close the borders for 2 years because there's so many people coming over.
Sounds familiar.
You know, yeah, exactly. And this is the thing. And that's actually kind of opened my mind up to, like, when I'm in work, and I haven't come across any of them other than my last week. When we decided to go home and I was working my last week, a new Aussie bloke came in and he was the first one ever over there to say to me like, oh, just fuck off home, you Irish prick, or whatever he said. But now, obviously, I didn't take it, but like some people would be affected by it. But then it was then when I went home that day and I was sitting there, I was like,
if you did put yourself in his shoes, you'd be like, man.
I was like, that's kind of what's happening here. And then it kind of did open my mind to what is going on here and how we feel. That's how they feel. And then I was like, Jesus, maybe they have a fucking point, because...
Look, if their biggest worry is we have a renting crisis and we have an unlimited amount of people coming in looking for the houses as well as all the Australians, it's probably the Australian people that are going to miss out on
it
these opportunities.
It is, man. And,
you know?
A lot of Aussies that I met working on the sites, they're even struggling to rent and they have families. And I was there.
But they want to rent to 6 lads from fucking Leash. Like, do you know what I mean?
But it's because they know that they're working. Like, the Aussies are very, very lazy. They have no work ethic at all. They've nothing.
Just surfing long hair, like living
literally,
dream.
Man. Just look at me. I went over and my hair just grew. It's just a thing.
Do you have a... One of the things I wanted to, and we'll get back to it. I wanted to, you look great. You look like you lost some weight when you were down in Australia.
Man.
You look like you did.
It's a healthy lifestyle.
What big things changed when you were down there?
Takeaways.
Yeah.
Takeaways. I went out fizzy drinks for 6 months.
The sugary fizzy drinks.
Yeah.
You get into fucking Coke Zero 7 or free, man.
I actually, when I was having a fizzy drink, I'd have a zero.
Yeah.
But
it's not the same, but like.
I went off them and takeaway isn't big over there. It's. Yeah. Food is awful.
Really?
The food is shit.
I heard the coffee's good. That's all.
Coffee's great.
But you gotta be having grub spots.
Coffee's great.
What's your takeaway here? Like, what was your favorite before you went down? Like, what gets you going?
What do I like here? I like a Chinelli's.
Yeah, like a chipper, man.
Yeah, I like a chipper. Yeah.
What would you get? Do you get a, like, would you get a pizza from the chipper? Like, you don't trust them like that. Yeah.
No.
Just oil.
Chinelli's, like, the odd time I get a pizza. But
it's nice when they do a little 10-inch margarita. Yeah.
For
£4.
Yeah, that's nice. And yeah. I put chips on my pizza and I roll it.
No, that's weird.
Is it?
Yeah, I've never heard that in my life.
But my proper order from Chinelli's would be smoked cod and chips with curry sauce. And I dip it into the curry sauce.
Yeah. No battered sausage, man. Just drowned in vinegar.
Oh,
like,
man.
It falls
but
off.
Takeaways over there are not a thing. So I think, like, when I was here, man, I was... And this goes back to being depressed or whatever you want to say that I was. Not in a right mind anyways with what was going on.
This is COVID as well, man.
This was everything.
You know,
like, it was just
fucked.
All on top. And then just... I think I was eating takeaways fucking nearly 5 nights a week. I went to the doctors. I was getting lightheaded and everything. And I went to the doctors and he said to me, he was like, mate, you need to chill out. Your cholesterol is like fucking glue. Mm-hmm. Honest to God, yeah. He sent me cholesterol. And if you, I actually put up a picture of.
My clue, I've never heard.
Yeah, that's what he said. But before I left, I put up a picture of me.
Yeah.
And then I put up a picture of me, like,
it's
what?
Night and day, man. Genuinely. Six. Even looking through your content, it's like the way you just, your whole body shape's completely different.
Yeah, and I just looked like I was going to blow up, man, before I left there. Yeah. And it was just
bloated and swollen.
Like. Bloated and swollen. A red face constantly. Yeah. Just unhealthy. Just waking up every morning, like, just, oh, I don't want to do it. I'm over there, I was up in the mornings going to work. Some mornings I'd done a sunrise dip.
Physical labor as well in the heat, man. It's going to come off.
It's going, like, to come off you. Yeah. But companies over there are doing these things, like, the one company that I was with when I first got there, doing sunrise dip at 4:30. Then it was, they paid me for that.
Yeah.
They paid me an hour's travel. And then my hour's travel was to a community center to do stretches for 40 minutes.
So they're all into their support and wellness of their workers and all.
So then you do your stretches for 40 minutes and then you get into an ice bath for, everyone takes turns, so that takes about 20 minutes. So then you're getting, there's 3 hours pay just for looking after yourself in the morning.
But it's like, it sounds fucking crazy because we don't have that here, but it makes fucking sense to me. Like,
it's great. And
especially in the industry like you're in, like, people are killing their backs and all that shit. Like, man, you need to look after yourself.
My granddad is fucked from it. He's done. And it's actually, what's her name? You know, County Down Under?
No.
You ever see that? She does a podcast. She was in Australia for like 7-8 years. It could be longer. She actually only came back last year. And I would love to do the same thing that she's doing. Like, she's bringing the whole style of life over there.
The mindset and all they have.
She's bringing that back, and she has people doing sunrise dips. She has people doing ice baths. She has them doing, like, yoga. And I know people do that here anyways.
Big, that's big, but it has. Last year, I've never seen so many people doing fucking wheelow doing ice baths every day. Like,
little does the missus know, but I used to go to this place, Hillary's Beach Club over there, and you used to sit. This sounds so pervy. I might get locked up for this. But like, me and my uncle used to go and sit.
Uncle is worse when you say that.
We used to go and sit in Hillary's Beach Club. There'd be a yoga class at 10 o'clock and we'd sit on the bench eating our breakfast, just like.
Two rolls. But
honest to God, man, the lifestyle is great and money's great. Mm. But like, especially if you're doing the mornings, like, if you don't have a trade, this is what I will say for people that are going.
You can't go down as some unskilled bloke being like, I'll do anything. Yeah.
You can't. Like,
you'll be making pastries.
You can and you can't. Like, this is one thing I'll say to people. Like, have a trade if you're going over. You're going to have to redo your tickets. They don't. If you want to transfer them, it costs like thousands. Like, if I wanted to transfer my scaffolding tickets, it would have cost me like $6,000 or something.
Mm. So you just have to go and retake it all again.
Or do all my courses again.
Is it the same shit? Like, same shit. Did you ace it all
same
again?
Same shit, yeah. So if you're doing that, do that. But it's just, I don't know, it's just, you can't go over without a trade. You can't go over without qualifications. Even your qualification, like, my missus is training to be a solicitor. Like, she has two more exams.
Nice.
But when she was over there, she couldn't transfer her college certs over because I think it was costing her like over $10,000 to transfer everything over. So she went back to being a legal assistant.
Aid or something like that, yeah.
Then all the legalities kick in of it, like, you can only work for one employer for 6 months.
Mm. My mate's going through that now as an architect. He's like, no architect wants you for fucking 6 months.
Yeah. And then you have to do your regional work, which is 6 months in your first year, and then you have to do 9 months in your second year.
And how long does your visa last?
Your visa is a year.
Okay.
So you get your visa for a year.
So by the time you do all that shit, like, you're done anyway.
You get your visa. Your visa's 500 and something quid to get your visa for the year. You go over, you have 6 months reign of working in whatever job you want. Mm. I would suggest doing your regional first, which is a nightmare to get. Like, it's so hard to get. Everyone thinks regional, oh, I'm just going to go to the mines and it'll be deadly and I'll go
just
over.
Just this mythical place, the mines, where everyone gets paid.
Like, and I'll they'll just take me and like, I'm working in Tesco 4 years now and I'm going to go over and be a scaffolder in the mines.
Get in here.
Yeah,
We love it.
Here's
a tractor and a drill.
But in saying that, there is some companies, like, my missus was struggling for regional and I got her in on a site with me and they give her a roller ticket and she's never drove a roller before in her life. And like, they were just going to let her get on this thing.
Best of luck there, guys. There's a case.
and they were like, oh, it's on the edge of a cliff and all, we'll be all right and all. And she was like, yeah, grand. I'm like, fuck this.
A woman has died.
But in saying that, they're mad on safety. But the safety makes no sense, because I've had lads, like I just said, let's say worked in a shopping center or in a shop or somewhere for 8 years.
The local center, like.
They can go and get their, I'm just using scaffolding because that's what I do.
Yeah.
They can go and get their scaffolding tickets done in 3 weeks and be on more money than me after I'm doing it 9 years.
This is well easy.
You know what I mean?
But someone doing this ages ago.
That's the mad thing about Australia, but money's great. Rent is great when you can get somewhere. Like I've seen people go to rental viewings and there's like 200 and something people at it.
It's same shit here, man. There's a cottage on my street, fucking 2-room cottage. There must have been 40 people on Saturday morning. You walk out, you're like, oh God, first thing in the morning, yeah, like big queue of people. I say, oh my, I love it. I love the area.
Yeah.
Mad smoking joints down the road. Yeah,
it's mad.
So overall, like you get to about a year in Australia. Why did you come back? Was there an option for you to stay? Did you even have the opportunity?
Like, yeah. So this is the thing that I was going to say. So to me, Australia minds all this. Because that, I'm just saying mines because that's all people talk about. That's all you see FIFA videos is, come to Australia, they're mines, you'll get 1,500 quid every fucking 2 hours or whatever.
Endless women.
Yeah, literally, man. That's another thing. There's a lot of shagging on the mines. You know, there's actual Tinder app for just FIFA.
Working in the mines as well?
Yeah. I had two girls working with me doing scaffolding and they'd never done it in their lives. This girl came over, a boyfriend from the UK, and her fella was a scaffolder, and he got her in doing like labouring. And Jesus, I had her with me, and I was like, fucking, this bitch is useless. Why did they give her to me? Like, she was fucking shit, man.
Yeah.
But then you meet some girls that were
all over it.
That were grand. They were like, some of them were fucking telling me what to do. You know what I mean? But it's so, I don't know, it's just mad. And then this is what I was going to say was Australia, if you're going to Australia, and you want to do the mines, you want to do all this stuff, it's a single man's game. You can't be in a couple. It's not. Like I was doing, I was working away for like 2 weeks and coming home for a week and then going away for 8 days and coming on. And it's just, it's not feasible with when you're in a couple.
So relationship suffered a little bit. Like you can't not.
100%. One week it was great. Like if I went away for 6 days, I got just over 4 grand for 6 days work. Coming home with 4 grand, she's like, ah, oh, fucking deadly. Come on, we go and do this and do
it. Yeah, let's go spend it. And you're like, man, I need to go
back again. Oh, that was dead. Just keep that money coming in. And then you go back and they're like, oh, we're going to keep you here for 2 weeks. Because you don't know. It's called shutdown work. And then when I'm away for 2 weeks, she's like, oh, this shit, I'm over to your side of the world on my own. Like, I'm just sitting in the house on my own. And then I'm like,
what do you want from me?
Literally, what do you want?
Yeah.
But
just be rich.
Like, okay. Just if you,
I'm trying.
Yeah, literally, if you're going as a couple, like, just be prepared. It's tough. It's very tough. And I fell in love with Australia. I wish I was still there. She knows that. And basically, I just came home for her. Like, I wanted to stay there. I could have made a great life there.
Better fucking work out.
I'll punch the head off if it doesn't work out back here.
And that's half time.
We'll see you
right back. What the fuck happened to your aunt?
So we got back on a Friday. I won't say the team because they might get in trouble if someone might be watching that knows or works in the league. But I went to play for a team and I fell and the keeper fell on my arm and I dislocated my elbow.
Fuck.
And basically Simo held my hand because it was just flopped.
It's just limp like
he just held it.
The thing in Harry Potter where he gets all the fucking bones taken out of his hand.
He held that over to walked over to the car and he was like, oh, don't look at it. And I seen it in the reflection and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to faint. This is horrible. It was actually nasty. It was horrible.
How long are you in that for?
Till next Wednesday.
Okay, sorry.
I don't know. Get off. I'm going to Vegas in 4 weeks. So
you going for the fight?
No, I'm going. Me and mate's wedding. But I actually think we're there
the week. The dates are the same.
I think
the dates. It's the June 26th or something, the last weekend of June. You're going
to... Oh, no, I'm leaving.
You're just gone.
I'm leaving the day before.
Feel like he just extended on me. New FIFO opportunity. 2 weeks.
Yeah, FIFO in America. You go watch the fight and then that's it. FIFO. We call it FIFO.
How long are you going there for? To Vegas?
6 days.
It's so long, man. That's huge. Are you still was your partying down in Australia? Was it good or were you working the whole time?
Man, the pub life in Australia is shit.
Yeah.
It's awful.
But do they make up for it in like outdoor raids?
Outdoor stuff is good. They have like, there's a place called Scarborough and like DJs just play out of their own will down on the beach and they have all speakers set
just
up.
Just for the love of music, man.
Just for the love of music. And it's great, man. You're sitting there and you have a beer in your hand, a bit of food. There's DJ on, there's lights everywhere. The people still surfing out in the fucking...
Everyone's like, is everyone too fucking ripped and shit over there? If you hear me, like, that'll piss me off. Where's the, is there a few fatties, big Tongan lads?
But in fairness to Aussies, like, I've gained a bit of confidence back from being over there. Like, I found, and obviously I was a bit heavier when I was here, but I found a lot of people who comment on my weight here in Ireland. Whereas over there, not one person has said, even my missus said, and my missus was a bit the same way. And she was like, the two of us were. And even she said it when we were over there, she was like, this is great. Like, no one has said anything to me. No one has even looked at me a weird way. No one's fucking... People walking around with poxy bare feet over there.
Yeah.
I was doing it. I was walking in shopping centres in my bare feet and she was like, oh, you're a scruff. And I was like, everyone else is fucking doing it.
I'm about to whip my shorts off.
Like. Honestly, man. But it is like, there's a lot of ripped people. And I even say to me, Mrs. like, the women here, and I'm sorry, I'm not the best looking fella in the world. I know this. And don't come at me for it, women. But... A 10 here is like a 2 over there.
Yeah, the caliber of moths over there is stupid.
It's fucking outrageous.
That's why I'm not going. Like,
I was going to get a neck brace, man, so I couldn't turn as much. I didn't know. I wish I had fully tinted glasses so I couldn't see what was going on.
You need to do, like, yeah, you got to get fucking, keep the eyes down.
Honestly, God, keep the eyes just like, I'm just looking at the trees and all. And she's like,
They keep it outrageously tight. Like,
but she's good. The same. She was definitely looking at some of the blokes over the shagged as well, man.
Yeah,
some of them are unreal looking on, and his hair blowing in the wind and everything. I was
big blonde locks just peeled to absolute bits.
Coming off a surfboard and just walking off.
They're just here.
There's me with a boogie board that I got at Kmart for $5. Catching the little waves on the edge.
Dram?
I literally did, man.
Is that your boyfriend out there?
I'm shit at swimming. And I was out on one of it was the worst thing I ever felt in my life. One of them came on and was like, are you all right, dude? And I was like, hey, yeah, I'm just fucking having a swim here, mate. And he was like,
look at you drowning.
Yeah, he was like, I fucking look like you're struggling, mate.
Get your fucking hands away from me.
Man, that accent is so funny. Yeah. That accent makes everything so funny.
Will you check if that's recording, bro? Is there a little red dot going on that? Sorry, no, it's a fucking shit show.
Screen.
Little on the left side, be a little red dot flashing. Say recording and a number beside it.
No, it's just a red recording.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's not flashing.
Oh, no, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, go back to that. I don't want to miss all this shit.
Oh, no, it's a nightmare, man, isn't it? We were like that as well when we...
Quick, assistant.
Get over here.
Check that out real quick.
Get over here, horny college student. On a leash. Cameras. Like,
you're learning, aren't you? This is what real work is. What would you say the biggest thing you missed about Ireland was when you were over there?
Biggest thing, you know what? I actually didn't, and this is going to sound terrible, I actually didn't miss anyone.
And no people.
Yeah, people like say you're fucking like, oh, you're going to miss your family, you're going to miss this. And I didn't miss anyone. I was loving it. I'm sorry about you. I was fucking loving every day, man, I was going to the beach after work. I had my boogie board in the back of the car, spare shorts, straight to the beach.
Me and my uncle, yoga 10 a.m.
Honestly,
what else you want?
It's the life. But,
you're being greedy otherwise.
But there is struggles with it. But the biggest thing I would say was food. Food is a big thing.
Yeah, the quality of, like, food. You can't get rolls.
Man, you can get chicken filler rolls in like the Irish
They have the little cafes. Like knockoff shops. Are they good?
They're shit, man. They're not the same. It's not the same taste. They're not the same rolls. Like, shopping is expensive.
Yeah.
Cost of living is expensive.
Because you're making more money, but you're also spending more money.
Cost of living is expensive, man. Like, and in fairness to Australia, they do everything right. Like, let's say fucking Dunn's hiked up their prices. You wouldn't see... Who's in charge now? Simon Harris. You wouldn't see him fucking...
He'll be out.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
Not political. Fuck you, yeah. Sorry.
You wouldn't see, like, Simon Harris going to... Bob, who owns Dunn's, like, oh, come on the national telly and tell us how much you earned last year. That's what they done to the fella who owns.
I watched it, yeah.
Woolies over there.
If you're lies.
They just, literally, they called the fucker out. They called the fucker out. He didn't know what to do.
All right, I made 10 million, all right. And I paid them nothing.
But this is the thing, and this is what's good about them. Like, their whole system is great. The system is great. Like, their dole. You're only allowed on the dole for, you have 6 weeks process where you're on it.
And then they like get up and get you.
Then you're like, you're not allowed to ploy again for 6 months.
Well, there's a lot of lads been on the dole their whole lives. And you like, I'll die on the dole.
You count yourselves lucky, boys, because they're doing it right over there, and there's not a lot of people. Obviously, there's a lot of people out of work, but there's not all this.
Yeah. No, there's people out of work, but there's also a lot who are like,
there's not a lot of this, like, he, she, him, fucking got given a house, got given this, got... And this is another thing that I wanted to get into.
Yeah, hit me.
It's never a good thing to say before you say start talking about something to say, I am not racist. Mm. But obviously when I came home, done my arm, 2 days after getting home, went to the hospital. And again, I'm not against this whole thing of letting people in, obviously to an extent of they should have a reason. And the war was a reason in Ukraine. The war in Palestine is a reason, whatever. But I came home, man. I went into hospital. The first thing I worried about was how the fuck am I going to pay for this, because I don't have a medical card. Mm. I know the hospital's only €100 or whatever. It's still €100, like A&E, the second you walk in and get treated. Now I have to go back and do like scans of my arm, fucking this. And then I'm just constantly thinking, how am I going to pay for this? Like, it's going to cost me a fortune. I was sitting in the little cubicle, obviously the curtains. Mm. Next to me, I could hear this Ukrainian bloke. And he's like, oh, you said he's in the war and all this stuff. And he came and he had a bit of metal in his arm from 10 years ago or something, whatever.
Get that out.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So he's sitting there, and then obviously me and the missus are sitting there and we're saying, oh, are we going to pay? And I was like, oh, this is going to cost me a fortune. I'll tell him, leave the cast off. I'll just walk out now. Yeah. He's sitting there and he's like, yes, I have a medical card. And I'm like, he said he was only here fucking a week and a half. Yeah. He's like, I landed here on the whatever date it was, and I added up. I was like, that's only fucking...
It comes in your welcome pack.
I was like, that's only less than 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking to myself, fuck this, man. Like, I'm sitting here stressed. Come back from Australia. Obviously, I had a bit of money coming back. Mm. Like, now I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to spend most of that on... Like, I can't even be looked after in my home country when I come... Then I'm like, back in home as after having my own house in Australia, I'm like, I need to get out. I need to have my own spot.
Best luck. Yeah.
Went to do the whole, because I have no job at the minute, I was like, you know what, I'll write the
system. Let's just pop down and see what the story is.
I'll write the system a little bit, see what's going on. Went to apply for the housing list, and they've asked me for fucking what I had for dinner 4 years ago. They're asking me for everything. Yeah. I know fucking people are just getting given fucking things.
They get choices of houses they want. This one or this one.
But like, some of it is like, look, I understand they need to be housed. They need to be given money. Mm-hmm. These are essential things that they should be given. And I seen a thing, €38 they get a week or whatever, or every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's shocking. They should get more because...
They were getting more.
Because the poor cunts are coming from wherever they are in a war, Palestine, Ukraine, wherever. And I get the whole thing.
Yeah.
I get it. I understand it. But at the same time, I'd like to be looked after. I'm working since I'm 16.
You've also paying taxes. This is what your tax money is supposed to go to.
I owe
to.
The tax man money.
Yeah.
But I've still paid taxes.
No, but like your whole life of paying taxes is for the moments where you're like, basically, you need to go into help.
Yeah. And even fucking applying for job seekers, I applied for that. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be off for 6 weeks. I may as well get 6 weeks pay while I'm off. I said to myself, I would never go on the dole ever, 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 ever. I'd avoid it at all costs. Mm. Unfortunately, I can't cause my arm. Mm. I can't get work cause my arm. People are going to be like,
that's what it's fucking there for.
River Island, I'm going to want, unless it's a bejazzled fucking cast that I'm going in with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so I said to myself, you know what? I'll go for the job seekers. I'll see, can I get a few quid for me 6 weeks off? Mm. Went, man, they even asked me for fucking shit. And I'm like, I know of people that have came over here. Went down and they're just like, here's your fucking €200, see you later.
Welcome to Ireland.
I should have just went down and said Palestine
or
Ukraine or fucking, and this is what I mean, I'm not saying that in a hatred way.
I would say what is apparent, and like obviously I've been here while you've been away, the thing that people seem to get frustrated about is while there are people that are fleeing war and all that kind of stuff, which is so valid and we should house people that are in trouble, we are also falling victim to a lot of people who are trying to take advantage of the system and see a better opportunity that they may have something in the UK, and then they see an opportunity over here, they're hearing from people it's a better, you know, they'll come in, look after you. And I think it's the reality is we're just not vetting people correctly when they're coming in, because we're hearing, if you look at the videos on, like, I'm not saying it's right, there's tons of people making videos going through like Tent Alley and shit, but you do hear people when they talk to them go, where are you from? And it's like Pakistan, it's like all these other spots,
it's not even anything. It's not, I, man,
I'd kill to see a blonde blue eyed Ukrainian woman with her three kids being like, thank you for saving us. It's I'm not like taking this, it's all blokes, man.
It is, it's,
it really
fucked.
Is
it's fucked. And they're just taking their chance, like.
But like, what are you going to do if the, it's our fault, it's the government's fault, like, because if they're looking for a better life and they can fucking go to Belfast, drive down here and they're here and like, they're going to do it. What else are they doing?
Man, and it's, and this is another thing, like, especially being in Australia, like, you see how well ran the place is, like, it's, and they have
disheartens you, like, when
you come
back.
They have a big thing with, I don't know, like, have you ever heard of Aboriginals? Like,
the native people.
Right? So like, they have a big thing with them. They have a fucking thing where they have to, like, give them a house. The council go in and they're ripping the ceilings out so they can look at the fucking stars at night. Mm-hmm. Like, they're getting given these, and it's all the same problems. Mm. But you don't hear as much moaning out of people over there because they're handling the problems. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, and here it's
not getting handled.
Here it's nuts, man. Like, and same thing what you're saying with vetted. Like, I had to fill out all sorts to get into Australia from your visa.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that's just to
and
go.
You have to have a certain amount of money.
Yeah, and that's just to go for a year. These cunts are just coming here and they're just, not cunts, sorry, these aren't cunts, but like, I mean.
In the general term.
Yeah.
Blokes.
They're coming here and they're just, that's it. Like, and I was only saying this yesterday. If I could go to Australia, get handed a medical card, pay every week and a house.
I'd be on the first flight, like.
I'm there.
Unbelievable.
I'm there.
But the reality is, for you to get there, you're like, oh, well, I'm going to have to pay for my visa. I'm going to have money to sustain myself. I need to find a house.
How am I going to get through the gates?
There isn't a system to just be like, get in here and get a house. Come
How
on.
Am I going
to
get through the gates when I get there? And that's the difference. And this is the whole thing that's kind of up my mind. Being over there, lifestyle's great. Everything's great. But I thought about the political side of it and the system side of it. And you're looking at things and even at cars. You know, over there, all you pay is your registration.
No, tax insurance?
So, your registration is your reg plate.
Yeah.
So, you're paying to have a reg plate, which is like $300 for it.
But that's your proof of, like, you own the car and all that shit.
I own the car. Yeah. Don't need insurance. Don't need tax. There's no tolls. There's no, you don't pay for parking. Mm. None of that. Wild. None of that bollocks. I was driving around.
You can't not pay for parking.
I was even driving around with no rego. My rego ran out in the car like 2 months before we left. And we kind of had the conversation about leaving. So I was like, you know what, fuck. If she's going to leave and want to go home, I'm not paying.
Just whip around. Like.
Yeah, I'll drive around. Yeah. I've seen two police cars in Australia in a whole year. Two police cars I've seen.
Did you see hassle? Like, was there, like, obviously we just heard, you heard of the thing in fucking Sydney, your man going around with a knife fucking.
Yeah, there's a lot of stabbings in Australia. Man. I don't know why. And there's a lot of, like, one punch deaths.
Well, hit the head and then hit your head going down and you're.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but there's.
Big blokes throwing hands.
Yeah, there's like, there's a place in Perth called Northbridge and apparently there's a certain street in it and they call it One Punch Street and it's has like fucking 60 deaths or something on it, like of just one punch deaths. Which is outrageous, but yeah, I don't know, like, it's just mad, the difference when you're looking at it, you're just like, and then I'm thinking to myself, fuck, why does she want to come home here?
Mm. But is there I don't say, but like a resentment a little bit to be like, obviously you love it, that's the decision you got to make, you're a man, that's the deals and calls, but like, there's definitely an acknowledgement that like, I really enjoyed it and I'll come back for you kind of thing.
Oh, 100%, and it was kind of, it was kind of the
it's
same,
love, baby.
Yeah, and it was kind of the same thing going over. Like, she didn't want to leave her. She had a great job. Mm. She had a job in the city centre in a law firm for five years.
So she went for you, like.
So she kind of was like, oh, I'll go over. And we made a kind of a pact thing, like, if one of us wants to leave, we'll both go home. Yeah. Like, yeah. Then the, like, greediness sort of came in. Mm. And then I was like, oh, you just go home and I'll come home in 6 months. Mm.
I don't even know if it's greediness or you more so like see an opportunity where you're like, I can do well.
I could really do well.
It's not like you were fucking creaming it in. No. You wanted more. You were like, there's an opportunity for me to make some good money here.
Honest to God.
It's rare fucking.
And only for we enjoyed ourselves. At one stage, I enjoyed like 40 grand in my bank. Mm. Like only for we were enjoying ourselves and spending it. Mm. But like what you just said, I seen an opportunity. I was like, fuck, everyone over here is doing well. Like anyone that wants to get stuck into work.
And you have the right mindset for it. Yeah. You'll graft for it.
I was grafting. I was doing 14-hour shifts, man. no one here would do 14 hour shifts. They'd laugh at the chance.
Plenty of breaks, plenty of cups of tea, get that kettle on.
But it's a long day and a lot of people wouldn't do it, but it's just like the lifestyle is great, everything is great, you just have the chance, there's opportunity.
Yeah.
And I've met lads over there that are younger than me. I've met lads that are in the mines since they're 18 and they're 24 now with like three houses and a boat.
Yeah, they got 2 million in the bank, like, because they've just went and done it.
They're doing 4 weeks, well, 2 weeks on, 1 week off, and they're doing that for 3-4 years and they're pulling in like over $2,000 a week. Like, you add all that up, yeah, and you're paying no bills, you're going, you're getting your food, accommodation.
They put you out in a spot when you're out there.
Man, I went to a camp and the lithium plant that I went to, the camp that I was staying in, they're all like these things called dongers. They're like little prefabs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went...
Hot yolks, I'd say.
Oh, man, but they have good aircon. Yeah, depending on the companies. Excuse me. Some of the sites are like awful. I went to one and they had no aircon. I was in that room. I was like, I'm getting nowhere. So I told them, pay for me flight. And they paid for it. They were like, yeah, go on. You can go back. But like, some of them are outrageous. Like, I could go in to the canteen and have steak every night, or fish every night.
So you're getting looked after, like, you've no bills. So like, if
cost for food, no cost for accommodation, no cost for travel. They pay everything. They pay your flights. They pay if you need an Uber from the airport to your house.
Is this because you're so remote in the area you are? You're out in the bush. Like,
you're not really. Like, one place I went to was 40 minutes away on a flight.
So you have to fly. Like,
you have to fly. Yeah. And like, some of them are drive in, drive out. Like, you don't hear much of. They call it Dido, but it's driving. So like, you could drive for 3 hours or somewhere, but you could do FIFO and fly for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But then again, like, that site that I was on, the lithium plant, they had a 5-a-side astro pitch with floodlights. They had a swimming pool. They had a gym. They had a rec room, which had like jiu-jitsu classes in the morning, yoga. Fuck,
it's like a community. It's a little town.
People live here. Like, people...
See, they're valuing you, like, which is great.
Some lads have their own dongers. So like, some lads would, I met a bloke that's on that lithium plant 11 years and he has his own donger. Like, when his 2 weeks are up, he leaves everything in that and he goes home and he goes and lives with his family or whatever. But,
and then he comes back and he goes back into his little
guy. There's a lot of divorces because all these lads are like...
I can see that. My missus is like, all right, see you in 2 weeks.
Send back your 4K, mate.
Yeah.
I'll see you.
Get that cash in. Maybe we'll try it. Like, you hear about lads working out on the, on the water, on those huge fucking like oil rigs.
The oil rigs.
People dying all the time. Like.
Yeah, man, there is. And one of the lads that I know, he done his training for the oil rigs and the training is outrageous. Yeah. You had to do the whole helicopter shit. Like, they drop a helicopter into the water upside down. And he had to like unbelt himself, come out the window, fucking
never me.
And then
it goes wrong, like,
yeah. And then even he had to do like shark training and fucking all this sort of stuff. I've seen a lot of cool stuff, like animals and like there's a lot of these. I don't know what they're called. They're like they look like bearded dragons, but they're not. I forget the name of them.
Like a fucking lizard yoke.
Like a lizard, yeah, but big. They're nearly same size as like. Dragon, but they're everywhere on the mine sites. Like, you'd be fucking walking out of your room, the cunts are running past you and they're frightening the bollocks out of you at 3:30 in the morning.
I'm not big on that, like.
But it was cool seeing everything. It was cool seeing, like, I seen a shark when I was in work, seeing dolphins, seeing stingrays, seeing all sorts. And this was when I was walking over them.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, really?
Yeah.
That powered me out, like, seeing a shark under you, like.
I was on a site and they had two lads with guns like stationed while we walked over the just water because there was like sharks in the water.
They just pop them off like?
All the sharks are tracked. Like, there was a fucking local shark on our beach called Trevor and they were like, oh, Trevor's back today and everyone will go up and be like,
he ate my son.
Hey, Trevor. Fucking, yeah.
You ate my boy.
Yeah, yeah, and they're loving it. But it's mad, like, it's just great because the stuff you see is good as well. Like, all the different animals and fucking... I actually never seen a spider, to be honest.
That's fucking unheard of. Like, I've seen some pictures of mad shit. It's like running...
There was a huntsman out the back. I didn't go near him because he was in the wall and I was cleaning...
They kill you?
No.
But they'd have a go?
Can kill you, but, like, they won't bite you. They don't, like, they wouldn't bite humans or anything like that.
Fuck.
But people keep them in out the back gardens because they're good for like keeping like cockroaches. And fuck me, man, the cockroaches are like this size.
No.
I'll show you a video after this.
More good.
The antennas were longer than my fingers.
Hear them moving like
this. I battled this thing in the bathroom. I fell into the bath and everything trying to get it. I put the cup on it and I moved the cup.
No, man.
It was fucking huge.
No.
And never she won't go near aunt like that. So I'd be like, I'll go in and get the fucking the beetle. He's getting it.
Yeah.
You're going in, you're trying to crush it with your elbow and the cunt's just fucking holding your elbow up.
No. It catches you like.
Honest to God, man.
Put the glass down.
He's just like, they're huge, man. But the huntsman out the back, I didn't go near him. I was cleaning the back garden and I moved the rock and his leg was about that length. And it was like pushing itself back in to the wall. And I was like, I'll
stick here,
back
man.
Down. But there's redbacks, there's snakes. Fucking one of the little pricks told me that the brown snakes were garden snakes and they're the most poisonous snake in the world. And I seen one in the job and I was over recording with my phone and all, like up close, were like, oh, look at this thing, like an idiot.
I'll fucking kill you, like.
But the second a bites you, you're gone. That's it. There's not, I think they say you have 20 minutes
and to get the antivenom or whatever into
it. And like all the hospitals are fucking 3 hours
away. 20 minutes, like, well yeah, you're dead. Yes. Please suck it out.
I was only saying this, like, imagine getting bit by one of them and then getting in the car and putting on Google Maps and you're like, oh shit,
you are now en route four hours. 40 yeah, minutes.
It's nuts. But some of the stuff is cool, like some of the animals are cool and all that you get to see, especially in the zoos as well.
What's the plans now that you're back?
The plans, I got stuck straight back in, man. Podcast, obviously, I had Zoom meetings today with studios, fucking camera kit again. We're back with camera kit.
Polly.
Yeah, shout
big
out.
Big love, Polly.
Camera kit. We're back with them. They're sponsoring us again. So the lads have always been good to us.
Serious, Polly, like, what am I doing over here?
The lads have always been good to us. Polly, sort the man out, will you?
But, it's because I already have it all, man.
Yeah, he knows yours. Knows yours. We're idiots, man. He's handing us stuff. He's giving us this stuff to laugh. I'd say he's sitting in the office laughing when he hands us this stuff and says, they won't know what to do with that.
There you go. There's your two lenses. for your eyes.
He said something to Simo before. I think it was like, the fucking EXF something about a lens or whatever it was. And Simo was like,
oh, it's a cord.
Simo was like, I don't think we have any of them wires. And he's like, I'll just text Nathan. It's all right.
They're all blue.
But nah, I got stuck straight back in. Obviously, football, I went straight back, done this.
Fucked it, yeah.
Podcast, back in doing it, rebranded.
S&M.
Yeah, S&M. Because I was thinking about it a lot in Australia and I was like, why do we call it Hard Chats and Hard Hats? And it was because we were boat builders.
It's a mouthful, man.
It's a mouthful. It's horrible. HCHH, that's what we used to say. Mm. But
that's still a mouthful. Like.
Yeah.
HCHHWYT1Y. Welcome back.
And then I was like, it started off like, we'll get all the mad cunts from the building site on and we'll get stories out of them. But then it was, no one wanted to come on because we're all just ordinary Joe Soaps that didn't want to be in front of a camera.
Yeah.
And then it was, all right, come on, we get a guest on from TikTok. And then it went from there, blah, 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 blah. And then I was just been thinking about it, and then I said, fuck it, why don't we rebrand that? And then I said it to him and he was like, it has to be a decent name, has to be a decent logo.
What about Sam Boyers?
Yeah.
That guy's an animal.
He was like, S&M, like Rihanna. And I was like, Simo. And you know what's actually funny? Someone texted me and said, 100% Simo came up with this name and then said Rihanna. And I have the message. someone knew him.
I asked Simo this question when he was on. I was like, well, what did Simo bring to the podcast and what do you bring to the podcast? And he said that you were the organizer of the group, and you were also the one who focused on bringing conversations back on track when Simo would be like, what about the devil?
And so, someone like Simo's like,
what about the Twin Towers? You're like, Simo.
Honest to God.
Come on, we've got Ask Paul in here. Like, what are you talking about?
You have to have someone, especially if you're
doing. You need it, man.
Yeah, especially if you're doing one. Like, and this is what I was going to say to you earlier. Like, you said your first couple of episodes you've done it on your own. I set up my own podcast over there, the Dub Down Under. I tried. Didn't like it, man. I sat on the balcony in Bali and I recorded an episode and I was just like, this is boring.
Yeah. You need someone to bounce off.
Even if it's a guest, like we're grand now. No,
but like
you're
talking to the boy, you'd be like, lot of long silences.
Yeah,
like,
and then I'm sitting there and then like I must be autistic or something, because like I was sitting there and I just could not concentrate. I was like, yeah. And then we went on the boat, and then I'm looking at stuff flying past and all, and then
that's
I'm
a
like,
big boat.
Yeah, and
then I'm where's
like,
he going?
And there's people getting in the pool and all. And
imagine, like, people loved it. Down there. It's and the then biggest podcast in the world. Like, where are you going?
Just me, people watching.
Hey, Dave.
That'd be a great podcast.
Just to people, like,
people
yeah.
watcher. But yeah, now what was the question?
So what do you think? Like, number one,
that I bring.
Yeah, did you miss? You obviously miss podcasting, but like, what did you like? Your dynamic with Simo and yourself. It's obviously. Your vibe in your podcast is totally different to anyone else I watch. It's kind of like controlled chaos a little bit. You're happy to fucking go into shit. But like, that's important. You bring out a completely different side to people, which is lovely. Yeah, it's not all. Yeah. I'm very much like down the middle, like kind of interview style. But like, I love that you guys can have a fucking play with it. Like,
I just saw
the clip of your, you told me the story of the girl in the wheelchair. I told you want to fuck her.
Brilliant.
Remember that? Is that fucking hilarious?
Brilliant, man.
Come down, fuck me. And wheel me up there.
Come down and fuck me. And I was like, what the fuck? It was great. It was, but.
Best evening of my life.
The thing, and like what you were saying, the thing was like, we've had people on that are like so serious when you first meet them. When they walk in, and even people have said like, oh, well, yeah. And you know what? I'll even say it now. Like, one or two people said to us when we had Ben Williams on, Ben's a bit dry, and he like, not that he's dry, but they were like, you won't get much chat out of him, man. Which they were right when he first came in, and the first 10 minutes it was a bit like, fucking hell, we're dragging stuff out of this bloke.
Do you think his voice is actually that deep? I think there's a thing going on with young lads.
putting on.
Yeah, like no one talks that deep.
Yeah, he actually sounds a bit like Justin Bieber, like young Justin Bieber when he really talks.
Yeah, like my voice. Yeah.
Funny person.
What's up, guys? Starly voice. It does it, yeah, but that's the first thing I noticed.
But even stuff like with Ben, like 5 minutes with us, and he was grand.
It's because you two, like, you set a vibe of
It's like no one cares.
Simo baked off his tits.
Yeah, Simo. Yeah, fucking.
Who is that?
Just had a joint and a curry, and I don't even want to listen to this.
Like three monsters. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Literally, and then like even the likes of Conor Ryan, when Conor Ryan came on, and that whole stuff with him.
Yeah,
like it. We just get people to say these things, and I don't know what
it's
it is.
It's because it's in your gaff, and it's just like you're just kind of hanging around.
I'm sitting in my mate's gaff.
Like, what am I admitting to?
Just kind of like protein bars had a sleepover at my ma's house. He came on the podcast and slept at my ma's house. Yeah. And my little sister came down the next morning, and he was eating cereal at the table, and she was like, what the fuck? And he was like, well, now we getting on. She was like, she rang me and she was like, what the fuck is he doing in the kitchen? And I was like, I done a podcast last night. You didn't want to get the train home.
Yeah, good call.
Just like stuff like that. And it's just people just feel comfortable when they come on and they feel like they can talk. Plus, we put a lot of drink into people when they've been on the podcast.
Yeah, from your first season of podcast, like what was your favorite one, do you think? Favorite episode?
Favorite episode? Oh, I don't know, actually. Because
what do you think was the episode that like, was the perfect vibe you want to create in a podcast? Maybe not even the guest was best, but you were like, that's what we're all about, that episode there.
You know what was actually really good? You know, what is my voice?
Really good. It sounded Ben Williams.
Yeah, Ben. My real voice is coming out now.
Yeah.
The vibe that I like was actually, and it's a weird one because I didn't get a lot of views, and I thought I would have got more views, was your one Nadia from Ashford Motors.
I love her shit, man. She's very fun. She's like great. Very refreshing.
She
on the
is
scene,
great, man. And
that was a good episode as well. You
the whole
good,
podcast
man.
Was deadly. Like, it was just, there was a bit of crack. There was there was a bit of history in it. She was telling us about how to get into selling cars. And then it was like, her ma was one of the first airlines in fucking South Africa or wherever it was, or whatever.
She was from Fairhouse, wasn't she?
Her mom moved over here and moved to Fairhouse, and then they were obviously there their whole lives or whatever. But there was a lot of good stuff in that episode, and I think that's the kind of thing that I think that we're good at, was that one episode. It was a good mix of everything. But then you have the mad ones. You have like
Marcus, like
Marcus one was nuts. When we had the two drag queens on.
I haven't seen that.
Davina, that's only on Spotify, that's not on YouTube. Well,
couldn't get that on video, like.
Davina and Victoria, we had them in our old studio. Man, they came, this was during COVID.
Yeah.
They came at 6:30 in the evening. They came in a taxi after doing a show in full drag. Came up I didn't know what was going on. Fucking
what are your rent saying when they come into the house? Like,
oh man,
guests are here.
No, I wasn't even in the house. I was, and I had the company.
Oh, sorry.
And we had kind of like this.
Yeah, yeah. Before we got robbed, like
before we got robbed. Story. And they came in. They had fucking, you know, shampoo bottles from the hotel filled with vodka. They had loads in their bags, and they came in, and you know what, man? They're like two of the best people I've ever met. Like, they're so sound and they're so funny and they're. But they came in and they didn't leave till 4:30 the next morning. We all sat there drinking. Oh, Jesus Christ. And there was a bit of stuff going on. Our sound guy was a bit, I think they nearly turned him at one stage.
Yeah, but yeah, well, listen.
And me and Simon were stoned sitting there going, this is a fuck.
Is this real?
We had to throw the office chairs out because there was too much glitter in them. We couldn't get the glitter out.
Oh, man.
We had to throw the podcast chairs out. But like, episodes like that are great. And then you have like some of the more serious ones where like people aren't as much crack, or I mean, one or two people aren't.
It's tough. Do you think now, like, would you like to interview, like, let's just say, like, what kind of people in the industry do you want to do, like, TikTok and the social scene?
No, to be honest, that was kind of a...
You have to do it to kind of get the growth. Or like,
yeah, that was kind of a strategy. Just get TikTokers on.
Who would you like to interview? What kind of people would you like to interview? Titans of industry, like.
At the minute, I have a good mix. I have, I actually got in touch with someone today to try and get one of the Derry girls.
That'd be sick.
Saoirse Jackson, one of the main girls. Then
you won who plays the weird one was in my school, Louisa. She was two years above me, yeah. But I'm not giving you up, but she's coming online.
Oh, is she?
No, she's not. But I didn't even think about it.
I text them all. I just text them all and said, hey, you're one of the Derry girls, aren't you? Do you want to come on?
Listen, you're probably heard of me.
Yeah, but like her, then we have like Paul Murphy, like TDs. We have.
I'd love to see you doing stuff like that, like getting local TD on, because you just love no problem. Well, this is all fucked, isn't it?
Honestly, God, that's important. And that's like, why we want to do it. That's the first thing Simo said was
voice the people.
Get one of them on and we fucking grill them in your ma's back garden. And I was like, we can't really grill them because they're coming on the podcast, but we can ask the...
You can challenge them.
Yeah, we can and ask the questions and we can be honest. We can say, we're Jobstown lads.
They should, as an elected representative, want to hear your perspective as someone who's in their area. Like,
yeah, 100%.
Because they're elected by us to like reflect our views.
Yeah.
So if you go like, you're saying all this shit, I'm out here and like things haven't been worse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's kind of what we want. And especially with the election coming up, like everything is thought out. Like everything is... The elections are coming up, so come on, we get a TD on. And it's basically like what's trending.
Leo Varadkar on that.
Literally, like, I only got a message back this morning from Enoch Bourke.
Oh, fuck, really?
Yeah, on Twitter.
Oh, shit, okay.
Well, not Twitter, X or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it took me, like, I'm emailing him on Twitter, like, nearly 8-9 months.
Yeah.
And it was only this morning that I got a thing back, oh, please email this. And I was like, fuck.
Grant.
That could be a good, especially for us to be like, are you like, do you hate transgenders?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, right, see you later. We got it. But like stuff like that, and it would be good for us because, and in my mind, I'm thinking like Simo all day. I'm thinking Simo, he's going to say something funny. He's going to say something stupid. I can bring in and I'm not saying he's not smart. He is a smart bloke, but I can bring up in all the knowledgeable side of like what's actually going on, and he's just gonna go, well, I'm from Jobstown, fucking why aren't you giving us money?
Play five aside.
Yeah, do you want to come down and play with Jobstown? But like, he's funny though, but and he will ask good questions.
You need it,
yeah, you do need it.
He'll throw some stuff from out of the box,
which
opens really good conversations.
And that's what's good about him. And in fairness to him, he has this little black book. And did he tell you about his black book?
No.
And he writes his questions and all this stuff in it, and he does come prepared. Like, he comes more prepared than me. I'm just able to do it in person. Like, I'd be able to have questions like...
You just naturally flow with the conversation. Yeah.
I can reuse questions from the last one and just jig it up, and it's all in my head. But whereas he has his little black book, and some episodes you'll see him and he's like...
What's your dream?
You sit there and you go, yeah. And then you'll see him leaning back and he opens his little black book and he's like, what flavour Doritos do you like? We're like, Simo's nanny just died. We're just asked to ask him how the funeral was. Yeah, this
one. Chili Heatwave, cool original.
Honestly, man, he's funny. He's the funniest bloke ever.
I really enjoyed that episode. He's a fucking great character. Like,
he's brilliant, man. He's brilliant.
In terms of like the long-term kind of play for you, like what kind of things, what part of the podcast scene and like content creation, like you obviously do your own stuff on TikTok as well.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy, like what part do you enjoy the most? What's your number one passion? Is it the podcast and is it content creation?
You know what? I didn't even know what a podcast was.
Yeah.
And Simo texts in a group chat. I always tell the story because we've been asking whatever podcast we've gone on.
Mm.
And Simo texts in our group. We had a group of lads that everyone knew each other. I knew Simo, and he always says, "Oh, you keep saying you never hung around with me and you never knew me." I knew him. I didn't hang around with him.
He said that on the podcast.
Yeah, I knew him. I didn't hang around with you. But he texts in a group of, obviously, a group of mates, and he said, "Oh, Monksy, fucking..." And he always says this, "Oh, you never said that." I'd love to find a message. "Oh, Monksy, you're the funniest bloke ever. Fucking, you're the funniest one in here. Will you please do a podcast with me? I love Joe Rogan." And I was like, "Who the fuck is this fella?" And then I had to look up what a podcast was. Honest to God, I was like, "What the fuck is a podcast?"
Yeah.
And I looked it up. And then I was like, "Oh, you know what? I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it with you." And then started from there, iPhone in the middle of the table, blah, blah, and then it went on from that. Mm. But I do enjoy doing podcasts because I do like talking to people. Mm. And I like hearing people's stories and I like getting stuff out of people. Mm. But in the same sense, I like doing my food videos. I like being stupid, doing fucking dances because I can't dance. I'm a shit dancer.
Yeah.
My missus was in dancing for 16 years, 17 years, and I can't dance. You'd think she'd fucking teach me, but
that's,
she hasn't.
That's your fucking talent. I'd hate you if you were a good dancer on TikTok. Like, literally. The best part is that you're fucking shit.
You know what I probably should do more of is probably singing videos because I do sing. She sings as well.
Hold on a sec, because I thought the singing videos you did was like an effect TikTok does to make you sound like a good singer.
No, I actually do sing. I used to be in a band years ago, right? Three of us, little three piece. And we nearly got through to the X Factor.
What was the name of the group?
Established.
What were you, of lead vocals?
And no, we were, three of us would sing
all
together.
All singers. Yeah,
Jordan. Jordan played the guitar and I used to play the cajon, the drum box.
What were you singing?
What did we sing? Oh God, this is cringy, man. Now
I'm gonna find this fucking video. Yeah,
we were actually on TG Car as well. We nearly won a competition on TG Car.
Establish. Ladies and gentlemen, Establish. Waddling on stage.
It was actually so cringy, man. It was actually Established 2012 because we were like, "Oh, it's the year we start." Just three wankers.
Everybody.
You know what song we sang? Extreme.
No.
Extreme singer. What's it? Fucking... saying I love you is not the words
I... Yeah, yeah.
We sang that.
You sang more than words. More than...
3 16-year-olds singing more than words. But in saying that, we were fucking good, man, because we went into... We auditioned for the X Factor and we got into the convention centre.
Yeah, Louis Walsh loving you, like...
I pissed
These
beside...
These guys have it, Simon.
I pissed beside Louis Walsh. And...
So you love that. Sorry.
We were in the convention centre and it was actually... It was proper nerve wracking, man, because it was like just curtains, you know, like being in a hospital.
Next up's a star. Very, very, very good. Very good.
And then when you walk in, just fucking all dressed the same.
Be tidy with your choreography. Come on.
Man, they're so harsh. They're so harsh. We got to just before the live shows.
Yeah.
Like we got through four rounds of it. And when we got to the producers of the people that pick who, mm-hmm. the judges don't even pick who's going on it, it's the producers.
Mm-hmm.
We got to them and they ate us alive. They were like to me, "You can't sing, you look great, you have the boy band look, but you can't sing."
Thank you.
Bobby.
That's all you wanted. Like.
Bobby, you don't have the look. You're a great singer, but you just don't have the look.
Thank you.
Jordan, you should just not sing. Play the guitar and just not sing. You're very good on the guitar. And we just walked out and was like, "Oh fuck, Established is gone.
Dream's
now
over, like
dream's over." Had good years though singing with the lads. Like,
okay, so those singing videos you do, that's you actually singing.
That's me actually singing.
So
yeah,
you can sing.
Yeah, but I've sang at like people's weddings. I've sang at funerals.
You have more than words in you at my wedding.
Saying
you know,
I
it's
love
no, it's funny. That's the song my missus wants to use as our first dance. Song.
Is it?
Yeah,
I'll do it and for now, free. A couple of drinks.
Now I'm thinking it's going to be overused. Like fuck.
No, because my missus does wedding singing.
Yeah.
She's a pro, like she's a good singer. She done stage school for years. She was in like pantos and fucking all sorts.
Love a panto.
Love a Cheerios panto. But
love a curry on a Friday night. Yeah. Saturday night, sorry. Chipper on a Friday.
Yeah, no, I was singing. Yeah, I only started singing when I was like six. That year that I went for the X Factor, I only started singing with the lads.
Right, do you want to queue up an instrumental?
Yeah, go on.
No, I'm not. Get one. Do you want it?
Yeah, I'll do one.
Actually, I can't.
All right, sorry. No, I'll sing for you the next one.
Here.
You know what? And I'm actually only getting a bit of confidence now after trying a few singing videos up, and people are like, oh, you're great. Oh, you know, all the little council mads are like,
so sexy.
Oh, you're so good.
Sexy when he sings.
You're so good. But no, I enjoy it as well. Like, it's good crack, good. Especially when you're gigging.
You should definitely do, man. That's fucking sick. And like, you don't look like the bloke that would sing. So like that's bigger on TikTok. They'd be like, who's this fucking poet?
Fella,
like,
with his fucking mullet and all. Who's
emptying his soul out here on
TikTok? Honest to God.
I have nothing. Imagine like the glittery dress. Like, in terms of like, I guess it did like getting a little more philosophical as we kind of figure it out or like finish it up. What does success in life look for you? Like, what are you aiming for long term?
I'd love to be an actor.
Yeah. Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
So the skits and stuff you do, I talked to Simo about this. Do you enjoy doing those?
I love them, man. Simo won't even mind me saying this. Like, I write them all. I come up with all of them. I come up with everything. I write them all. I plan them all. When we're doing it, I kind of like direct, not that they're fucking movies, but kind of direct it all when we're doing it. Like, oh, if Simo falls a certain way, I go, I don't fall like that. Like, that looks shit. Mm. Blah, blah. But, and I love the acting side of it. My dad was an actor.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. What was he in?
On my birth cert, it says actor as his profession.
Is it like in local shit? Like, what would he have been in?
No,
movies,
he was in,
TV
he was,
shows?
He was like, he was the shit back in the day, apparently. Like, he was the first one in Tala to have like a flip phone, like a mobile phone.
Yeah, the old Motorola's. Like,
he was getting getting limos around the place. He was in a movie with Jared Leto.
Oh, there you go.
He was in a film with Colin Farrell.
But fucking yeah, get him
was,
on. Like,
he was in a few, but this was like all in the '90s, like shitty pirate movies. Like, he was in a fucking
best movie.
I remember all of us sitting in me nannies, and he got thrown off a pirate ship in a film. We were all crying like, "Oh, me dad's dead!"
Terrified. He's in the next.
He's
room.
Like, "Oh, great acting, though. Great." He was only in it for 2 minutes.
Got $5,000, though.
He was mopping a floor or something. He said, "Oh, don't do that to her," or whatever he said. Then
he just shows you a lot of movies with like random lads in the background. That's me back in the Titanic. There,
yeah, literally.
That's your dad.
If I was to watch it now, I'd be like, "You're fucking useless." The fucking gear was getting battered by all the pirates, and you just fucking stood there mopping the floors.
That's the love of the game, man. That's what it is.
But no, I would. I'd like to get into acting, and I can say it because it might happen. It mightn't happen. A bit of luck that it does happen. I sent an email this morning for me and Simo. I got two contacts for Virgin and RT2, and now the two Johnnies are gone. I sent in a Simo Monksy's Adventures idea.
Beautiful. You just sent all those addresses to me. I've got a few ideas.
Wait, a couple of links,
man. I'm not, no disrespect, but the two Johnnies took over Ireland so much.
Yeah.
And like, have you listened to the podcast?
I haven't.
Yeah. Okay. It's perfect for like all the lads within like the county jerseys down the country.
But the
Dublin city, like they're not talking about shit. And if you had a shillelagh and you're down in the county, like
it's for the buggers.
Yeah. But like, there's no, I feel like if RT were smart, because they're losing all their fucking people now, and everyone's going off to their own thing, they need to invest in something a little bit different.
This is what the woman that I know,
Simo, working for RT. Can you imagine?
She only
the new late show host.
Because my family were on a thing years ago called "This Is Joe Sound." You should watch it. It's actually funny.
I fucking definitely will now.
Watch it. It's so funny. Just like,
what age are you in it?
Oh man, I was gay out and I was like full Ireland kit fucking doing volleys on the camera and all, like, oh,
get
please
a shot of this,
please, Robbie Keane, look at me.
Get a shot of this.
I was actually going to America.
Oh, the autistic boy.
I was actually going to America at this stage on a soccer scholarship.
I said the same thing, but he was about to go international.
No I went to Miami and fucking I was only there like 2 weeks, and the manager's dad had a heart attack, so he went home. And they brought a new manager in. They kicked all 24 of us back home and got a new 24.
None of you have it. Not one of you.
Honest to God, that's what happened. But fucking ITV, not ITV. Fucking what are they called?
Virgin.
No, the Irish channel is it TV3.
Yeah, TV3 would be a channel. RTE, TV3.
TV3 paid for me flight home from Australia because my family were in that show. They were like, from America, sorry, not Australia.
Got you back there, yeah.
They were like, can we record you coming home? That was so sad. Let's get on the camera.
I guess.
No, I didn't want to. I said to them, oh, no. So I said, look, thanks for paying for me. I pays back in 20 years, but like...
Yeah, okay, send me that invoice, yeah.
But the girl that organized this job, sound, she, I got onto her this morning because I actually seen she wrote a new movie that Nicola Coughlan is in.
Yeah.
She wrote that movie. So I texted her, said, oh, this could be fate, you know, that I seen your status this morning. I was only thinking I'd love to get her on the podcast. But then she actually said to me, there's a lot of openings now in RTE, because the two Johnnies are gone. She said, literally, she said, why don't you start with trying to get on a radio station? And then I was like,
radio's dead, man.
I don't like radio. No. I'd rather do, like, Darren Conway and Joe doing the thing on RTE Player.
Mm.
Some of it was funny. Some of it was a bit like, this is shit. What the fuck are you doing? You're funnier than that.
Yeah, but it's because they're obviously constrained a little bit, like...
So they obviously threw the idea in and then was like, oh, fuck, we actually only have two skits.
I want to get Joe, he does the Granby Sausages show.
Brilliant.
Come fry with me. Great. Fucking great idea.
Great idea.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, Joe's good. Joe will come on. Did you text Joe?
It's hard because, like, obviously, I think we're the number two podcast in Ireland now.
Yeah. Are you?
No. Not even in the charts, man.
Oh, what neither? We were in the charts once.
It's a corporation, man. I tell a lie. Conor Ryan got me into the social one for about a day and a half.
Did he?
His episode. Huge. Huge for the team.
Did you do one with Conor?
Yeah.
What did you think of Conor?
I really enjoyed it.
Did you? Do you think he sound? I think he was a bit of a prick sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
So like I...
But he knows that. He knows that I think he's a bit of a prick sometimes.
I like the episode I did with him, I've done two things with him now. I did TRE with Wheelo. Have you watched any of those? Show Wheelo?
Yeah, I know Wheelo, yeah.
I did a show with him and he has different guests on. He had Conor Ryan on. So I met him once and then he came on the pod. He was the exact same both of those. So yeah. I don't know, like, obviously I don't know his, like, I haven't seen him outside of work and shit like
nah,
that.
I love
people
him.
Have their bits to say.
I love Conor.
But he gave me a fucking great episode, man. And just, like, a lot of shit. He was real honest on shit that I was like, man, you don't have to answer.
He is,
that.
Man. He's don't one of the most honest blokes. Like, he's one of the most honest blokes. And even, like, at that time when we had him on, he done a lot for us. He shared a lot for us.
He loves a share. And he's a social media animal.
He is, man. He's savage. He gave us like a whole rundown of how to do it. And I'd say we had a stuck at a...
Did big. 5K or something that did your an episode on yours. Might even be
that
more.
That could have done... Like, when we... Did you notice? Like, when we had him on, we had planned to like have that in the cinemas and everything. He had gotten on the podcast. He had gotten on to... IMC and Swords.
What, you're going to premiere it? Like,
we were going to get a cut out of it.
Your fucking mics are down at his fucking waist. You can't even hear people talking.
I know.
It was literally like, jeez, you hear that? It was literally like you're doing a podcast, but he's fucking...
It was miles away. The audio was shit, but somehow it was like...
It's because the vibe was funny. And you talk about the breakup.
The breakup, yeah, but...
Say nothing.
He's sound. Connor's good. And who else did we have on?
I think that was
Connor's vibe.
Did you have an idea when you first started? Like, what would you think would happen if you generated no views the whole time? Like, would you have done it just for the enjoyment or did the progress?
We were just doing it to meet all these people, man. Like, I loved all these people on TikTok.
You got into the scene as well. You were one of the heads. Like,
I got in. I don't know how I managed to get in, but I got in. I was going to events and there was like big names like on TikTok. Like big numbers coming over and Monksy, what's the story? And I'd be like, fuck out. Like even I met seeing like Miriam Mullins at one.
Yeah.
And like she knew me obviously.
She on
from,
the dancing show.
Yeah.
Dancing
with on Star or what's it
Country,
called?
Country Head.
Yeah. Like her, she had like 1.4 million on TikTok or something. And I was like, Jesus Christ, like fuck, that's mad. Like,
oh my god, Miriam.
I'm like, oh Miriam, how are you getting on?
So beautiful.
But like it was mad, it actually was. I don't know how I managed to squeeze myself. I kind of felt a bit
like an imposter.
Like Marcus Sweeney, just a socialite.
Marcus Sweeney's not social anymore. Like well,
just,
maybe he is.
But just like being in the mix with people.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show you networking's huge.
If you can, the Irish scene's tiny.
Tiny. It's tiny.
Look at fucking Protein Bar and Nasty and fucking Jim Flannel working with Cadbury's and shit. Like the world's
honest to God. And
it's tiny.
If you can get yourself like in management, like this is what I mean. Like when I came back and what you asked me, what's the plans and what like have I gotten stuck back in? I've gotten stuck straight back in. I got us back with Camera Kit. I got us signed up to an agency. Mm. Nearly have a studio for fucking free to do what we want. Mm. If you can get into management, because that's what they do. Like our management now is Five, obviously, that Five agency.
Yeah.
And she's
haven't
a legend.
Got their email actually. It must be in my draft.
Give me an email.
What do we have to do, man? I dress nice. I wear polos. I look like a prick.
I say to Simo all the time, like, how are we getting all this stuff?
It's because you're good, man.
And he's just like, you're just good at chatting to people and just getting bits. Like,
yeah, you both are.
Especially with camera kids.
You're different,
well.
Man. It's a different kind of podcast.
Everyone loves it. Everyone loves the bit of crack. And, yeah. But this is what I'm saying with the management side. Like, and you're saying, how do these get like Cadbury's and fucking? She's
no, it's a small pond. Like
she's getting
from.
Us all this, and like all you have to do is send analytics. Like fucking ours aren't even great, and we sat and they're like, oh yeah, fucking come out and try this place and do it. And I'm like, we're just two dopes fucking going in. Simo, half of the time I have to delete stuff because Simo's like, this fucking rotten. Just bleeding heart. And I'm like, Simo, that's giving us £100 voucher. Shut the fuck up.
This is shit. I hate this.
This is all. And there's people at the till looking at us. Play and Simo's like, ooh, what the hell is this? What the hell is this? And he always does this thing. He's like, oh, what is that? Oh, my God.
Don't like this at all.
I'm like, whenever coming back here again.
Your collab with that Cadbury's like, that's horrible.
That's, Cadbury's rotten. What the fuck? But that's how you get into it, obviously, because a couple of people actually texted me in the last 2 or 3 days, like, oh, how did you get signed up? Most places ask you.
Yeah.
Some places, if you don't ask, you don't get.
And man, they're not going to come to your door. Like I'm kind of realizing that myself. You got to go and make it happen.
Honest God, man, you have to bluff. Like when I'm talking to people, I make fucking shit up half the time, and I just.
Do you say it's like, hi, it's Monksy's assistant here, Nicole?
Yeah. No, look, I make up stuff. I've told people that we're.
He's in a meeting.
I've told people that we're getting McGregor on and everything just to make it look like fucking. It's going to happen. And look, I'm speaking out. Maybe it will happen.
Watch out next week. Donald Trump coming to Monksy's house. Like,
just to have a,
stays on your couch.
Like. Just have an army outside the gaff just waiting on him
sister
to finish
comes
it.
Is that 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, the pussy. On our couch? Good morning.
China.
No one loves the farmers like I do.
Nah, it's funny. No, but that's the plan anyways.
Good.
I'm going to be an actor.
Well, I'll be watching from afar.
I'm going to be famous.
I'll be watching
Christmas.
Lovely from afar. And look, if you need a guest, and like, I'll probably move some stuff around, make myself available.
We will get you on, 100%. There's a lot of people actually asking to come on, and I think we do need to like...
I'm not asking to come on. Jesus. I'm not asking to come on.
I'm just saying if I'm not busy.
But I'll fucking do it. Whenever you want, I'll be there.
No, but in fairness, there actually has been a couple of people that have asked to come on, and...
I think we should...
Who got on to me there the other day? I think Beyonce fucking...
Get fucking Paul Murphy on. And let Simo rip him in half. Like.
Yeah, Bally could.
Yeah, imagine Simo gets into the doll. Like.
My brother's absolutely waiting for you.
I'm running for election. Fuck this.
You know, you were actually going to do it after the crack.
Yeah, you've become the Lord Mayor. Don't
we were going to go for election for the crack.
I think you'd do all right.
I think we would do all right.
Better than some of these shapers. Like.
Simo do a fucking Ali G on it and get everyone in the doll fucking stoned.
Yeah, that would be his only side, his one running point to be like, weed will be legal
two weeks
after I get into office.
Or like your man, hey, crime should be illegal. Or what is it he said? Did you see that fucking poster?
10 siblings. Tommy Bo.
Oh, funny man.
Well, look, thank you for coming on, bro. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, 100%.
That was fucking fun.
I hope you got enough information on me about Australia and all that sort of stuff. If anyone has any more questions about moving away, let me know. Hit me up. I should have done more videos on explaining the situation.
Well, no,
over
you'll clip this up like a whore. And
I'll clip it up and I'll stick it on my Aussie side of TikTok because I still have that account.
Yeah, your manager will get in touch with mine. We'll talk about licensing fee and stuff like that.
Yeah, literally, yeah. And I'll see. I'll get on to the tax man and ask him, can I have a few bob back to pay for
my... yeah, it'd be fine.
Pay crazy here.
That's usually how it works, isn't it? No, we do it for the love of the game, that's all.
Yeah.
Listen, lads, thank you for listening. Get over to his shit and fucking follow him. They're bigger than me. Like, actually, you know what? Don't go. Stay here. Fuck now.
Stay here. Follow the man. Yeah. Give the man a follow. Click link.
They don't
subscribe.
Do that when I ask. If I ask, they don't do it. I just
do it. Do it. Lads. Or you're not going to have... I'm going to put in complaint about your medical card and your job seekers and use none of these. Okay. Follow the man.
Yeah, all I get is loads of migrants. They love my podcast.
Everyone's like, oh, it's just number one in Palestine.
This guy's blowing up.
How are they listening? Oh, God.
I don't even know. Oh, you can't. Did I say blowing up? What did you?
Just after I said Palestine.
That's brilliant. All right, that's time. It's all in the hips. Love you guys. See you later.
See you in a while.
Oh, that's funny. I'm leaving that.
That's brilliant. Leave that.